Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bang bang into your mouth, you know you wanna bang bang into your mouth, you know you gotta. Everybody wants to listen to Scott. Everybody wants to.
What a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, let me do the catchphrase. 1 second. Here we go. I'd prefer Mike's way, sloppy toppy, juice and spices got me naughty. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Gumshoe 420.
Go 420.
Oh, smoke of the schmooze.
Yes, the perfect time to smoke of the schmooze. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, the first episode of 2024,
wow.
If you can believe it. And if you are a longtime listener of Comedy Bang Bang, and or if you are a short-time listener and you are a huge Sonic the Hedgehog fan.
Good.
Hedgehog? Is that what it is?
Hedgehog is a different type of animal, I think. A bird.
Is it really? A hedgehog is a different type of animal?
Yeah, it's a type of hawk that just hangs out on hedges.
It just hangs out there.
Yeah, it's friends with Edward Scissorhands.
Does it ever fly?
It doesn't have any wings. Edward
is he friends because
off.
Edward Scissorhands is constantly cutting the hedges?
Yeah, so he's
and so they
out hedges.
Struck
yeah.
up a conversation.
And then he by mistake cut the wings so that bird can never fly.
Oh, I see.
So it just trots from one
But they're still
to
friends,
the
even though Edward Scissorhands
of course,
attacked him
he
with
said,
his...
sorry.
He said sorry.
Yeah, he clipped off both wings and he said sorry.
Well, that's so nice of Edward Scissorhands.
Of
What's
course.
He been up to lately? Because I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since around.
He's around.
1989.
He's around. You know they're making. You know, like there's a new Wonka. Timothy Chalamet is going to be the new Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, great!
Too.
He should just reboot. He should
any
be
Johnny Depp. Any Johnny Depp thing that's happened, Timothy Chalamet is going to reboot it.
So he's going to be with Amber Heard.
Okay, stop it. I set you up and hated that I did it. Do you know that? I could have said every movie. I set you up and hated that I did it.
And.
Chalamet,
you know that voice, and he's on the first episode of every Comedy Bang Bang, I think for now a decade plus.
Isn't that crazy?
If you can believe it, please welcome back to the show, Benny Schwa, the elegant Mr.
Everybody.
S. Ben Schwartz
it's
is here.
It's me, the elegant Mr. S. Very happy to be here. Thrilled, actually.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
How's your 2024 been?
Ooh, so far real tight.
Real tight, really.
Yeah.
So a lot of narrow squeezes.
I thought there was going to be a looseness to it, but it's a lot of narrow squeezes, a lot of like trying to get through things. I've been stuck underneath this bed for 2 days.
By the way, we're here in Ben's bedroom.
Hi, guys. We're in my bedroom, and I just
apparently there was some sort of an earthquake.
There was an earthquake, and I tried to go under my bed, but my big old butt couldn't get underneath the bed. So
oh, wait,
I'm just
your big
stuck
old butt
here.
Caused the earthquake.
I farted, and then an earthquake happened, and I couldn't get this big old behind underneath the bed.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Just a random series of events, all your butt related.
A series of pornos are, I think, based off of this exact experience.
You don't say.
Yeah, that
I wanted to masturbate tonight. Can I find these?
That I fart and then I get stuck underneath the bed and my big old ass is just hanging out. It's not bare though. I am wearing very light pants.
Light, yeah, they're almost see-through though.
Yeah, I'm wearing like
they're white pants, but you can see the outline.
White
of everything.
Pants. Summer in the city.
Back of your butt.
Right, my butt is biggie. I still got it, right?
You still got it. No, I mean, yeah.
I'm afraid one day we're going to do these and you're going to be like, that's a wrap.
I was thinking about that the other day of like, you know, I already feel like I've lost 50% of my
abilities. You've definitely lost a step.
Oh, I've lost 20 steps.
You're Michael Jordan on the Wizards.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Right. Sorry, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes.
You're Michael Jordan on the TV show Wizards of Waverly.
A lot of people
Waverly
don't know. He starred in seasons 4 through 5.
Yeah, it's when he was really dipping.
Yep.
He was really dipping when you were Michael Jordan.
He played baseball for like a
year. Why am I wasting this on this? I could be using these lines somewhere else.
You should be writing all of this down into wonderful scripts that you're constantly talking about writing that I never see on a screen.
They don't get made. They don't get made. I'm great at selling stuff, terrible at getting a greenlit.
Hey,
you don't think it's because I'm Jewish, do you?
Oh, what you want to bang bang into your mouth. You know you want to bang bang into your mouth. You know you got to. Everybody want to listen to Scott. Everybody wants a
dirty pop.
Matching, matching, want to do and get on my butt. And get right out of my bed now and stick it up my.
Sonic the Hedgehog, you are the voice of the titular Sonic.
Where are you looking? You started to look up to the heavens.
I'm trying to remember all of these details.
I'll do it. You've never gotten one fact in my career right. I didn't put the tits in anything. Sonic the Hedgehog is a video game character.
Has big natties.
He doesn't have big naturals. He's a male hedgehog. 100% doesn't have firm natties.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's just a hedgehog that goes very fast.
He's just a hedgehog that goes fast.
Yeah. Well, he's got an attitude. He's got, wags his finger, stomps his foot.
I wouldn't call those like special abilities.
Okay,
those
so you think big naturals are special abilities?
Sure.
Okay, I guess. So he doesn't have those type of special abilities.
So he, okay, so, but he's
he was a
hedgehog.
Big video game in 1991. His first one came out, and there's 2, 3, then there's Knuckles. Now there's 100 different ones.
And what happens, because I know they're making number 3 right now, and undoubtedly you've been in the recording booth here and there.
I can't comment on that.
Why not?
Because
this is the thing. All you assholes who get these parts, you're always like, oh, I can't
do it. I
can't say anything. Just say something. No one's going to. Who can fire you?
Okay. It's me and Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando plays Tails.
He
Sorry,
recorded
Colleen.
Before his death, just in case he was ever cast in a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
What was that island movie he was on? Dr. Moreau?
Dr. Moreau,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. When he was doing Dr. Moreau, he secretly recorded the lines for Tails in Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Really?
But there is a big one is there, the character of Shadow is in 3. I know you know this.
My eyes are glazing over as you speak.
And so the big thing is who's going to play Shadow.
Uh-huh.
And imagine if I gave it up on this stupid podcast.
That would be awesome.
I don't
We've
know
made
the answer.
News every once in a while. Tatiana Maslany comes on here and makes news all the time.
What does she do?
About
Say
her
She-Hulk?
Marvel She-Hulk stuff?
Did she tell you before anybody else?
Yeah. About all the musicals songs that
there
she was
There are no musical songs in She-Hulk.
She may have broken some news that wasn't true, but at least she broke it.
Great. Are you playing a Marvel character? You are huge into comic books.
Yes, I would love to.
Which one? Which character? If you can
I'd
play
love
any?
To be Stilt Man.
Stilt
he has
Man.
The power of stilts.
Oh, wow. That doesn't seem like a
He's
real
a
character.
Super high.
What about
if
DC?
You just slightly tip him over, he just falls.
He's gone.
Over.
So yeah. So he can reach out. What happens if he goes in a small room? Does he get off his tilts? Stilts? Sorry. Does he
He's
have
on full tilt. Whenever he goes into a small
full
room.
Full tilt, big stilts, big natty girls.
Yep. He's got full stilts, full tilt, and big natty girls. Ben, Sonic the Hedgehog.
There's a
It's too hard
one.
To say. Can we agree it's too hard to say?
No, it's super easy. Sonic.
No, but
Sonic,
here's the
Say it with me. Ready? Sonic?
Sonic?
No, that's your fault.
Here's the deal.
Oh, wait. How about this? Talk about the fast food restaurant. Sonic. Can you say that, Sonic?
Sonic.
Okay,
yeah.
Now Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic
way.
The Burger Joint.
Okay, now
Why
say
didn't
Sonic
they call
the
it
Hedgehog.
That?
Go.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You're having trouble
it's
saying
It's too
it.
Hard to say, and in your
it's too
box
late.
Office... would have doubled if it had been easier to say.
We did great box office. How many movies get 3?
Get 3 what?
3 movies.
3 stars? Out of 10?
No. We got far
you
more
You know
than
I
that.
Liked the movie. You invited me to the premiere.
And you didn't
you
come.
Were, you, I came.
I know.
And you didn't come.
That's true. You were there and I was. Ken Marino was there too, I think. Both Ken and Scott Aukerman hung out at the premiere and I couldn't do it because I was filming Renfield.
Yep. Was it worth it?
That's the breaking news I can break here.
Renfield out now on
hurt
VOD.
My voice a lot of stuff happened on Renfield was tough
Renfield was
tough,
very tough
a tough shoot but
it was wonderful to spend some time in New Orleans.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, home of jazz music.
I don't think it's the home of jazz music.
Sure,
let's google that real quick.
Home of jazz. Okay, you want to find out what comes up when I write home
no,
of jazz?
No,
because
you're gonna
music.
Do a beat you're gonna do
nope.
A bit.
Here we go. New Orleans, number one. Home of jazz music.
What's number two? Scott's pants.
Birthplace of jazz, New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Birthplace of jazz. Jazz. Just jazz. The Wikipedia
well,
comes up.
Well, it makes
up.
Sense. But why do they call the Utah jazz then? Don't you think that jazz was born in Salt Lake City?
Because it came from another town. Huh. It moved to Utah.
Did it come from New Orleans?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then, I guess. That
but that's the thing. Why not change the name?
I think I set you up for things and don't like the outcome every time. I don't know. I think I just because improv helped, like, wants me to make you win. Yeah. But what have you done?
The improv
to
gods are tilting in my favor.
Yes,
full tilt, big natties.
Can you imagine if you had those big natties on those big stilts? You would never be able to stay
Can
upright.
You imagine?
You'd be falling down on those big.
Hey, my eyes are way up here.
This might be the funniest you've ever been. Okay. Don't waste it
You're
on this.
You're trying to curse me.
Don't waste it on this. Oh, no. This is The Curse. Do you ever see the TV show The Curse with Emma Sturst?
I have seen some of it, yes.
Okay, so now this is The Curse. This is so basically me and Nathan Fielder are cursing you for the year. This
for
is,
the entire year. You
yes.
think so?
So you're going to get big natty slowly throughout the year.
So you think by the end of 2024,
you're
going to
have huge news.
You're going to have like big double E's.
Big double E's. Okay. Big honk honk MCO. Do you remember that commercial? That might be too young for everybody. Double A, honk honk MCO.
Now, double A's are not big.
No, double A's are not big. But that's how that commercial wasn't for us, from Amco.
Was anyone confused, do you think, when they like showed up wanting really small tits? Damn. Look, where are
you can't
the,
say
where
that word
A's?
Anymore. You can't say tits anymore.
You can't say tits?
No, it's a bad word.
Really? What are we supposed to call them?
Hunks.
Hunks?
Yeah.
Hunks, really?
H-O-N-K-S.
Oh, hunks.
Hunks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll gladly
Sonic
call
the Hedgehog,
hunks.
Say it. Sonic. You're whispering. Just say it normal volume.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog. Ben, anything going on in 2024 we need to know about? Or are you keeping everything under wraps?
Oh, I'll be on tour. North Carolina is going to be right after this comes out. Then San Diego. Then there's going to be some fun other places. Vancouver. I haven't played Vancouver in a while. And then I'm going back to New York. Beacon. I'm going down from Radio City to the Beacon Theater.
So how's that work? You sell out New York City and they go like, oh, wow, that was great. We all saw it. And then you come back and people are supposed to be
well,
like,
with
let's
improv,
go again?
With improv, every show is totally different. So
no
we've done two shows
about.
In the same night and some of the same audience comes to the second one.
Really? And do they enjoy it, though? That's
they
the
say they enjoy it.
They say they enjoy it. To
but
your
I don't
face?
Know for a fact. I mean, to my face, right. And then, but I don't know afterwards.
What do people say about you behind your back? Do you like
oh,
just in
that's
general?
That's a great question. I would probably be mortified to find out. I think it would really affect me if I find out that people were shit talking.
I think I would stop doing the show if I really heard what everyone was saying about me behind my back. I think I would just.
I don't think I could take
like,
it. I think I checking Twitter every now and then is more than I can take.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Schwartz, it's great to have you.
I don't
on the
want
show.
To go to commercial just yet.
No, we're not going to commercial. We have
oh,
to
we're
going to
play a
guest.
Game. Who is it? Let's play Who Is It? I'm thinking of someone in my head. I'm thinking of a big celebrity in my
we
head.
We used to play Who Is It?
No, but it wasn't called Who Is It?
It was called Who Is It?
No,
yes.
It wasn't.
Let's hear the theme song.
Shut up. Is this real?
It is real.
Israel? Don't.
Israel,
maybe,
okay.
Don't.
Israel.
Now's not the time
I hear
to talk
it's in the
it.
News these days.
Let me hear the theme song.
Here we go. Is it?
Okay, great. I'm going to play Who Is It? This is what's going to happen right now. In my head, I have a celebrity that's big enough that you know them. Okay, I'm not going to say if it's what gender or anything it is.
Okay.
You have five questions, and then I'll do one impression of them.
Okay, so I have five questions,
guess
and then you do one impression.
If you guess
when do you
before
do the impression,
the impression,
after the five?
I'll do the impression after five questions. If I feel you're far away, if I feel you're close, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Okay, and the impression will be spot on.
Spot on, okay.
Okay, ready?
Are you a man?
I'm a man.
Are you, and you said it's a
celebrity.
An actor? Or okay.
Oh, what? I don't know.
Are you an actor?
Yes. You're so close already.
Are you Ben Schwartz?
No. Imagine if I messed up my own impression.
I am Ben Schwartz. Have you won an Oscar?
I don't think I have.
That rules so many people out.
Okay, keep going.
Have you been in a movie in the calendar year of 2023?
I have.
Okay, that's my question.
Okay, now here's the impression.
Okay.
I got to break bad. Okay. Who do you think it is? You get one more question, then I'll do one more impression.
All right.
One more question, then one
have
more.
Have you ever broken bad?
Yes. In a television show, I broke bad.
Okay.
Another impression,
okay,
ready?
Another, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm up here, but Malcolm's in the middle.
Okay, Malcolm Jamal Warner. This is Bill Cosby.
Correct.
Okay, incredible.
It's too late. to turn back now. You already said Bill Cosby, now you can't take it back.
We do have to get to our next guest, though, Ben. I hope that's okay to shift the attention off of you for
Merry
one
2024.
Fucking second.
Well, you do this every time. I don't like talking about myself. You force me to do this. I love when interesting people come in. You say that you basically have a revolving door for interesting people.
Yeah. If you're an interesting person, then far be it from me to bang
Fargo
from,
be it from you to bang. Fargo be it for you to bang them, is what you just said.
Fargo be it for me to bang them.
That's a shirt.
Let's welcome our first... That is a shirt.
Okay.
Let's bring in our next guest.
Who is this?
She's a survival expert. Have you ever survived anything, Ben?
No, I don't trust myself in the woods. I think I would perish. So this
what
is
about
great.
Illness?
Illness, I have survived illness before.
Okay. Very, very good.
Do you think
very
that's good. What the survival expert
maybe?
Is?
Maybe. We don't know. Yeah, oh. maybe how
you
to survive.
You ever met this person before? No.
I have not. This is the first time they've been on the show, please welcome to the show for the first time, Delia Totebag.
Hello, I'm Delia Totebag, and this is my masterclass.
You think you're teaching a masterclass right now?
Yeah, HBO?
I have HBO, yes.
You are HBO.
Do you want to watch HBO?
Yeah.
What show do you want to watch?
Sex and the City.
Okay, but are you...
You're a real Samantha. I just got that feeling when you walked in here.
Oh, thank you, honey. Boo, boo, boo.
Sorry?
You're shaking your honks.
You can't say
here?
That anymore. You have to say tits.
You have to say tits now? I can't keep up.
Sorry,
the
everything changes by the minute. Things
oh
are changing.
My gosh.
Wait, so you teach a masterclass on survivalists?
I do. I thought this was a masterclass.
No. You can use it as a forum to teach your things.
You
I
could.
Think.
I would. I mean, I want to hear about your thing. So in that sense, it is akin to a masterclass.
Okay. Have you ever been in a crevasse?
Crevasse.
Like 120. How many hours was that?
128.
That's too many hours.
124?
To be trapped like that?
Yeah, it's too many.
Yeah.
You can't make a
movie. 130 hours. 130? At least.
Yeah. Maybe the sequel should be like 129 hours, then 130 hours.
129 hours later.
Yes.
Like 100, like
oh, that's like 28 weeks later.
Yeah.
They should cross over, shouldn't they?
That like should. Zombies, I've been saying it for years.
Zombies come in, chomp off his arm, and then he gets away.
I like her. I think she's great.
She's great.
I've been saying it for you. Delia Totebag.
Delia, start your masterclass as if this is really what it is. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, I'm Delia Totebag. And welcome to my masterclass. Ever heard of a crevasse? Well, I have. You got to, when you're in a crevasse, first thing you got to know is no equipment.
No equipment when you're in a crevasse? Do you think that will kind of help you get out of it?
No. No equipment.
That'll trap you in there if you have too much stuff. Or if like you have too much stuff in your pockets, I would imagine.
That's exactly right. Hmm. First thing you got to know when you're about survival in a crevasse or anywhere, you have to, no equipment.
No equipment.
You only use your body.
I see. So no equipment before you go into a crevasse or once you're in the crevasse, lose it all?
Drop any equipment you have.
Got it.
If you have a record player, drop it.
Why would you have a record player while traversing?
No equipment. No audiovisual equipment.
Maybe you're trying to get to the top of the mountain and put on a nice... a record in order to propose to your girlfriend. Have you ever been in a situation
nice.
Like that?
That's
I
nice.
Guess not. I guess not.
To propose
never up a mountain.
In a crevasse. That's a dream.
Are you dream? Engaged
I would,
or married?
No, no. Well, I have been married. I've been married 4 times.
Oh, my God.
Four times. They all ended in love.
They ended in love.
Yeah, then,
wait, that's why you broke up? So the end is love.
Yeah, they all fell in love with someone else.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a nice way to, that's optimistic.
Is it?
Well, it's you're focusing
I
on their happiness.
It.
Yeah,
well,
I bet.
You I was sad.
Yeah, I bet.
I still am.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. When did when did you break up with the last
June
one?
June of today.
June of
June
today.
Of today?
So oh,
sorry,
this is
I mean
the 8th.
June.
So June 8th?
June 8th?
June of 2023.
June of 2023.
Oh, the last
so it's a little fresh.
It's fresh. The wound is still open.
You're almost like you're in the crevasse of love currently.
That's exactly it. I'll drop my equipment.
Drop all of your equipment.
Where are you from? Is it Sweden or Swedish? Or
what is it?
Where are you from?
So if you're in the crevasse and you don't have any, you just use your body, right?
I guess she didn't hear you.
No, I guess not. I don't think she doesn't understand.
We're back to the crevasse. Okay, so you just use your body
so you're
to
in,
what now?
Say
you
you're
dropped all your
in
equipment.
A crevasse. First thing you think is, I got to have water,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Sure.
Because
one needs to drink it every, how often? 9 days or so you
no,
need some water?
No, more a day. Well, a lot a day, I think.
I don't think you need to. I'm going to look at it. How long can you go?
It's
going to
say New Orleans.
I can tell you right now.
How long can
you? Oh, wait. You just asked the survivalist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go 2 years, no water.
two whole years.
Okay. What
two
did you say when you Googled it?
Including leap years? Because this year's a leap year.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, the
is
29th.
Really?
Yeah.
Make a wish.
Okay. Yeah. I wish.
Not right now.
Oh, when? When? On leap year?
In mid leap, you mid-leap have to make
year.
A okay. wish.
Why do they call it a leap year?
Because it leaps.
Sorry, let me finish my own fucking bit.
Sorry.
Why do they call it a leap year? Is it because froggies? Sorry, you were saying?
I was saying, so let's say, so you don't need water.
I feel
for
like
two
I'm
years.
In a crevasse.
Drop your
equipment. Oh, drop your equipment. Drop your equipment. And now, first thing you think is I need water. You don't need water.
Don't
not
need
for
2 years.
No. Because guess what? Your whole body is water.
That's the thing. You're made up of 77%
drink yourself,
water.
Right?
Drink yourself. Drink your
crevasse
own pee.
Drink thyself.
You can't drink your own pee.
Uh-huh. I drink my own pee every day.
Scott, do you want... Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. We need to pause the show for a second. Sorry.
Okay.
Delia, sorry. Sorry, Ben.
I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Sorry. This is my assistant, Veronica.
Hi.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for scheduling this, Veronica.
Hi.
Thanks for scheduling this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the Ben.
I'm Ben. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're the Ben.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Wait. You are Ben.
I am, yeah. On the show, I kind of do a bit.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
Benjamin.
I'm not mean in real life. I just do it to Scott.
Benjamin. Yeah.
Benjamin, yeah.
No, when Benjamin. I heard the show so many times, I listen to it sometimes.
Oh, wow. Oh, you listen to the show?
Yeah, I have to.
Veronica, you've never told me that.
No, I have to on my drive here.
That is true. I do test you on it.
I have to answer the questions about it and everybody who has been here. In
oh, you quiz your
just pop quizzes.
Just
though.
Pop quizzes. Yeah. This is like 15 questions.
15 questions, and they're pop quizzes, so
can you
no
tell me some of those
study.
Questions? Because Scott doesn't share that with us. What kind of questions does he ask his assistant?
He asks me, well, about my own life.
That's
and then
nice,
he asks
Scott.
Me about the shows.
These are all like when you're doing a lie detector test to get a baseline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I usually have these Velcro on my fingers.
Velcro on your fingers. Yeah.
So he checks if I'm lying.
It okay? checks if you're lying.
This is a combination pop quiz and lie detector test.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's like a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell.
I'm at the lie detector. I'm at the lie detector.
I don't know what you're doing, Delia.
It's a Taco Bell song.
Oh, it is.
It's a pizza.
I'll email you that song so you have it for
please,
your reference.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed when I didn't know what they were doing.
Okay.
And I consider that to be your fault because you have emailed me the song.
There are so many pop culture songs that
I need to know all the pop culture that comes around, and that's your job.
Scott, I know. But in the meantime, do you want your green tea?
I do, yes.
Okay. I got your green tea.
Oh, that's too green.
Oh, okay. I'll put water in it and then some yellow food coloring.
Yeah, put some yellow food coloring in there.
Just then that will just make it
a little more blue.
Blue. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Do you know that yellow and green mix blue again?
Again.
it becomes a primary color again.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Could you separate the yellow and the blue out of this green tea?
You know, I will try.
Turn it into one glass of yellow tea and one glass of blue tea.
Blue tea.
At the yellow tea.
I'm at the yellow tea. I'm at the combination yellow
Veronica,
tea.
I don't know what this is.
I will email you that song. In the meantime, I'll also tell you about a couple calls I took during the holidays.
You want to do this during our podcast?
Well, I've decided no one cares what we do during the show.
Yeah, and they're
anymore,
important.
You know?
They need to get back.
They need to get
so
done,
a guy from AT&T called. He said, you can save $15 a month.
$15 a month?
$15
a
month.
That's a lot.
That's like $180 a year.
Oh,
and during a leap year? Did you do that math in your head?
That's worth even more.
That's 50 cents a day or so.
I saved money too, please.
Can we get on a family plan with these guys?
Oh, I don't want to be on the family plan.
You don't want to be on?
No, thank you.
If you join it, you'll get the new iPhone for free.
I'll get it. I'm on it.
Do you want it?
I want it, yeah.
Or do you want the Apple Watch?
I don't need an Apple Watch.
You don't.
Get one of those Apple Watches before they go away. They're going to stop selling them.
They're going to stop selling them.
Because I sent an article over to Scott. There's a lawsuit.
This I know, so thank God.
What's the lawsuit?
It
was like a copyright infringement thing with some technology they included in the recent Apple Watches. The recent ones. Judge just came out and said...
Judge Judy?
Judge Judy came out. It was Judge... She came out of retirement to do this.
Wow. She retired?
I love her.
God, what
she
was the case? What was the
no,
case
she
that
retired
made
at the end
retire?
Of the year.
Oh, wow.
And then she was like, fuck this. I got to get
she's back
on the bench for
she's
this.
Back.
She's back.
Back
just
like
to
Michael
do this.
Jordan on Wizards of Waverly
yes,
Place.
Exactly.
And she said no. She said no more.
She said no
watch.
More. Yeah. And then she died.
No.
Yeah. Who, Judge Judy?
Nuh-uh.
Judge Judy, yeah.
She's not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold up. Stop. I don't believe
she
that.
She did. She's gone.
No.
No, is she?
Yes.
Email
Ben. Is Judge Judy dead?
I will email you the article about
yeah,
her
email
dying.
Ben this article because this is embarrassing for Ben.
It was
not
right after the
I
the
I
is this
right,
real?
Yeah, the Apple
did
the
Judge
Apple
Judy
one.
Die?
She in the middle of her order.
I found this on the web.
Who's that?
That
who is that?
That's
who?
My other
Wait
voice.
A minute. Wait, how are you
yeah,
doing
yeah.
that?
Well, sometimes when I
you've been going to ventriloquism school.
I have. I tried to do the Siri voice.
She's not dead.
I tried to do the Siri voice, so if Scott has some serious business, I have yeah. to take care of.
Because
serious
sometimes
business.
I get really tired
call
of
your voice.
Veronica's voice.
Yeah.
A lot of times, so if I ever need to know something, I'll just say, put on the Siri voice for
put
me.
Put on the Siri voice, because my natural voice sometimes gets a little bit too, like, relaxing.
Oh, okay.
So you're like, oh,
I'll be
yeah.
falling asleep. It's like, I thought I had narcolepsy or something, no. like Jimmy Kimmel or something. And then suddenly,
Jimmy
I was like,
Kimmel has narcolepsy?
Yeah. yeah. He takes pills
He's dropping
it.
So many bombs today.
He this takes pills for it.
He takes yeah. pills for it. And I was just falling asleep in the middle of the day all the time. And then we realized it was because your voice is too
it's
relaxing.
Because I it's keep on nice. Talking and talking and tell him about everything that has
where
happened.
Are you from? Tell me where you're from.
What do you mean?
Like, where are you
from? America? Have you ever heard of it?
Well, no, I ben? Know that. But where's your family's origin?
Why? Okay. You want to know? Fine, I'm from Baguio City, Philippines.
You're from the Philippines?
Baguio City, Philippines. Have you ever heard?
Radio City, Philippines?
Baguio City.
Honkshu, 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 honkshu.
Oh my God. Honkshu. Oh no. Delia's Delia's oh, asleep.
What's
oh,
that?
She's honkshuing.
I was going to say, I thought it was my car alarm. I ran back outside.
Delia,
he's
Veronica's voice is just too relaxing.
Oh, that's what
no.
it was.
Delia, I don't think you know this. When you sleep, you say honk shoe.
You yeah.
say
no.
honk. You don't snore. No. You just say,
you say
honk shoe. You're
honk
like
shoe,
sleep
honk
talking.
Honk
yeah, there was a moment no, I thought maybe you were from that province of China.
Delia, Veronica is from the Philippines. Where
I am.
Are you
yeah.
from?
Yeah?
Where are you from?
I know.
Okay.
And so, but very nice voice.
Thank you.
Hey, Veronica, do I need to go to a break?
Okay, let's break, and then when we come
you're
back...
You're supposed to tell me when I'm supposed to go to a break.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, let's break.
Okay,
let's break.
Good. All right,
okay.
We need to go to a break.
One.
But when we come back, Ben, you're still going to be here, right?
I can't wait.
And Delia, I want to hear more about... Because all we know is drop everything in if you're in a crevasse.
What
yeah,
if you have
and drink your own pee.
And drink your own pee, of course.
Right,
yeah.
That
but that's not if you're in a crevasse. That's just
no, that's anywhere.
Okay,
you're
it.
Drinking your own pee right now.
Oh, yeah.
And
every day.
And Scott, you just need yellow tea and blue tea.
yeah, okay. I think I might
do you
have
want pee-pee?
I might have some yellow tea right here, actually.
Okay, so just the blue tea?
Yeah, just the blue tea, okay. If that's okay. We're going to come right back. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? 4? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang. Reggie Watts couldn't be here this week, so Ben offered to step in.
How is Reggie?
Reggie's great.
Hello!
Hi, Delia.
I'm Delia Topak, and this is my masterclass.
And this is the news. Oh, can we get you? Okay, so we're in a crevasse.
In a crevasse.
We dropped our equipment. How do we get out of there?
It's winter. It's February. It's February.
Okay, so this is
a crevasse.
This is timely because February is coming up in now
a month.
Yeah, 22
any day,
days.
Any day tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
any day
no,
now.
Well, with the leap year, does that change?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, but because the leap year, you leap around. That's why it's called leap year.
That's true.
Oh, see, that's a funny.
You can
joke.
Leap into any month you want to. Oh, so any, at any time.
Like Inception, or like
What was that? Yeah. What was that movie produced by George Lucas for the guy like Jumpers? Was it called Jumpers?
Oh, maybe.
Remember, it had.
Call George Lucas real quick.
Yes, who do you need me to call?
Yeah, can you call George Lucas?
Call
for
George Lucas. Okay.
Yeah.
The guy who made the movie
Star Wars. Yeah.
Star Wars.
American Graffiti.
Yeah. Okay.
You've only written down G E O.
George.
Well, are you going to call him?
George.
Are you going to call him?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We need to talk to him. We're the meter's running on the show here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey Siri, call George Lucas.
You gonna ask Siri to do it?
I thought you
calling
were
calling George Lucas.
Oh, there it is. All that.
Your Siri voice is phenomenal.
I'm doing both.
Hello,
George Lucas. Hi, I have Scott Aukerman on the phone to talk to you about
what
is it you want to talk?
What's happening?
I actually don't remember.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah, we thought to say what's a movie where you leap around.
Oh, yes. Your leaping movie, George Lucas?
Sorry, is that Delia in the background?
Hello. Oh, George.
Delia.
Oh, George.
Oh my gosh,
Delia.
George.
You know
I'm
George
so
Lucas.
I'm so sorry. I broke your heart. I fell in love with someone else.
That's okay, George. I understand.
George Lucas is one of your ex-husbands.
Yeah, he's my first ex-husband.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
You know the pod racers were based on our relationship.
I know. When I saw them in the movie theater, I thought that's me and
which
George.
Movie were the pod racers in?
They are the Phantom Menace.
Oh my god. Julia,
do you think I didn't know? I always know.
I
follow all your work. What?
Ask him what C-3PO stands for.
Oh, let go of me.
Ask him.
Let go of me.
Bitch, ask him what C-3PO stands for.
You're a bitch.
Sorry, is someone hurting you there?
No, it's fine. It's
Delia, Celia.
My friend Scott.
Scott, you can't touch people like that, okay?
Sorry. I need you to remind me of that.
I know. I am so
Before
sorry.
Before I do it next time.
I will
time.
Email you about
Who
that.
Who is Scott, and why is he calling you bitch and grabbing you?
We're friends. So
doesn't sound like it, Delia. Do you need to get there?
Sound...
Ben?
I mean,
George. Ben Kenobi is a famous character from the first
I know. From Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Did he
I
make
don't
you
know.
Call him Ben Kenobi in the bedroom?
Who is that? Who is that annoying man?
That's my friend Scott. Do you want to say hi?
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
Hey,
pass me the phone. Ow!
Oh yeah, my god, it's in his bitch. Mouth. Scott, it's in your mouth. You're choking on it. Spit it out.
I got myself.
Veronica, do something. Oh, it's your mouth.
You do it. Do
pee, 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 pee.
Oh, God.
Excellent. There you go. Now you say.
Boy, just excavating my bladder. Really.
Hello?
The phone follow. Hey, George, how are you?
Oh, George Lucas, I have Scott Ackerman now.
Okay, thank
Hi.
You.
Hi, did you have to call Delia? Did you have her call you Ben Kenobi in the bedroom?
Who is this? Sorry, I got a phone call.
It's Scott Ackerman, Mr.
So
Lucas.
Give me two credits to Scott Ackerman.
Okay.
I don't know who he is.
Comedy Bang Bang.
I've never
bang,
heard of
bang
it.
Bang Bang Comedy.
That's the opposite. It's the same words backwards.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of niche programming, but...
Can I have your two credits?
Star Wars American Graffiti. Want another one? Bitch.
Oh, I will email you, okay? You're not supposed to call me that anymore.
I hear Scott yelling, Delia,
no.
Bitch.
No,
I don't
but
know
I was
you
angry at
to...
her.
I'm not. No, you can't. Not how that... Jesus.
No, I'm okay with it.
I gotta go.
Scott, what are you doing?
Man,
you had George Lucas on the phone?
We were trying to figure out what C-3PO stands for.
Everybody knows what C-3PO stands for.
You know, what's it stand for?
Can.
Three.
People.
Operate.
Can three people operate? He was in Menage a
Trois. Was he a Medibot?
What's a Medibot?
Medical bot? Medical robot.
Oh, thanks.
For the layperson.
for the layperson?
Sure.
So, is the movie Jumper? I just want to put it in my piles.
In your piles? You have huge piles in front of you.
Piles. My
don't
piles.
Make fun of Veronica's accent.
I literally wasn't.
Hey, Ben.
Well, no, but she does have lots of stacks of
That's
papers.
That's
what
I do. I have papers here, too, because I collect papers and make origami.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you want a frog?
I'd love a frog, if you
don't
mind.
Okay, I'll make an owl and then two frogs.
I feel like I've heard you before. Were you a singer once?
I was a singer many times.
I feel like I've heard you sing before.
Oh, yeah. I used to sing in trip, what is that where there's three of us?
Trio.
Medical doctor.
Trio.
You said meta robot.
Metabot.
C-3PO.
Yeah, Metabot of three.
Okay.
And we used to sing songs of the Broadway.
You sang Broadway?
Which Broadway song?
We sang Broadway songs all the times. And most of it is from Sweeney Todd.
Oh, great.
So you don't sing Memories?
No, we only sing Pretty Women.
Oh, can we hear Pretty
Women?
Women?
Yeah, Pretty Women would be great.
Pretty Women dancing all the time. They're dancing with people. Pretty Women is just like us. Three of us are Pretty Women.
Pretty Women.
Excuse me, Ben, are you in my group? Because... I don't remember you there.
Sorry.
He's trying to say
music
butt
was
out.
So
I'm just
good.
Saying that you're...
You made me feel Sweeney. I felt
I mean, your hair is almost as long as all of our hair was at the
Ben
time.
Ben hasn't had a haircut in approximately...
Do you need me to schedule?
Schedule a haircut?
A haircut.
You're not my assistant. I can never ask you.
That's okay.
That.
We can share.
Really?
Yeah. We'll split the money, the
split
salary.
The money, yeah.
Okay. What do you get paid?
I get paid weekly.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you know,
I'll do it every 3 days, you do it every four.
That's great. Wait a
you know,
second.
If you're going into a crevasse, you need long hair.
Okay, we're in the crevasse.
Yeah,
right?
You need
we
long hair.
We have no
hair.
Equipment. How do we get out?
You don't.
Sorry?
You're there. You live there. Now you make a house.
No.
Yeah.
So you
now you make a house.
Okay.
First you drink your pee.
Right.
Okay, sure. That's
is that your thing? Is your kink like watching?
Yeah, are you a survival
pee?
Expert or like a piss enthusiast?
I love pee.
Are you a piss pig?
I'm a piss hound. But it's not that I do love it, but it's not that I have a kink for it. No, it helps you survive.
By the way, I do have to say the movie is called Jumper. It was directed by Doug Liman and produced by Lucas Foster, not George Lucas.
Oh, so you're way off.
Should we call Lucas Foster?
Call
oh, wait,
Lucas
I know
Foster?
Who that
Lucas
is
Foster,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I will call now. Hey Siri, calling Lucas Foster. Calling Lucas Foster.
Bring, 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 bring. Hello?
Hi, are you Mr. Poster?
Sorry?
Mr. Lucas Poster.
Sorry?
Are you Mr.
No,
are you
Siri.
Mr. Lucas Foster?
Yes.
I have a Scott Ackerman on the phone for you, please.
Who?
I have Scott Ackerman on the phone for you, please.
Sure, thank you.
Hi, Lucas. Can yeah. I, or Mr. Foster?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter?
Have you seen Jumper?
Hell yeah, I have not.
You have not?
I have not, but I saw the trailer
wait, what's many, many in the times. Background?
Oh, this is a friend of mine, Delia.
Hello! Tidback.
Delia?
Oh, Lucas.
I am so sorry, Delia.
No, it's okay.
I just fell
you
in love.
You dated
okay.
Lucas Foster, too?
He was my second husband.
He was your second husband, too?
I know, it's so crazy.
Did you date exclusively Lucas size?
I love the Lucas almost as much as I love piss.
Jesus, you know, that's the real reason we got together. And then I just found someone who loved shit.
Don't even say it.
Sorry, I know.
Don't even say it.
Are
she
still... loves me, though.
Are
I
you
love
still with
you.
Her?
Yes, we are. We're
no.
shitting on each other right now.
No.
You ever see Jumper? That's what the movie's about.
Of course, I've seen
about,
all
like,
your movies.
Jumping through
shut
dimensions.
Up, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, Delia.
Yeah.
I still love you.
Yeah, no.
Which one?
You.
What?
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Do what I want to say.
I want to fall in a crevasse with you and build a house together.
But you're pooping right now.
Will you let me poop on you?
That's why I draw the line.
Okay. That's where you draw the line?
Then I have to go.
No, Lucas, no. No, tell us about Jumper.
Ask him what C-3PO stands for.
What's he
It stands for...
Oh, he fell in the crevasse.
He jumped himself,
Who
I think.
That? I hate the B word. Why is the B word being thrown
why
around
is it,
so
I think,
much?
Remember how I think 2022 was the year of oh no because of the first episode
oh,
that we did?
Oh no.
Now, I think this year is it's
no,
a different
it will not.
Word.
It should not be. That was
no. Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Scott, we lost Lucas Boss.
Really?
Oh, did he yes. die?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
He's with Judge Judy now?
My phone showed me that his vitals are gone.
Oh no.
Yeah, I have the
no,
new
not Lucas.
I have the new iPhone 15 that I got for free for adding us to the
wow.
family.
Wait, I thought you said I get the new iPhone if I added.
Okay. Do you want one? Yes, or do you want the Apple Watch?
No, they're being
Or do you want an iPad?
Sure.
You know on an iPad you can do this thing where you almost like draw, but it is not a sketchbook, it is a digital.
Yeah, it's Have you digitally done it? Drunk. I haven't done it, but I know about
it's
it.
It's Procreate.
It's Procreate what now?
Procreate.
I don't want to. I'm
it's
having trouble.
You know, you can use it. Sometimes
sorry.
If you hit a button. Then
wait, it's iPad Procreate?
Procreate, yes.
Procreate.
Okay, all right.
And then what you do is you use your Apple Pen.
Yeah.
And then it looks like airbrush.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Have you ever drawn with airbrush?
I haven't, no.
See? Then you need the Procreate. I'll get you the iPad then.
Get
okay,
the
ben.
iPad, yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you a haircut and an iPad.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Get me three Apple Watches.
Three Apple Watches
yeah.
and two more blue tees.
Two more blue tees, yeah.
And
plenty of yellow
trees. In a pear tree.
That's a Christmas song, Ben. That's a Christmas song,
Pretty
Ben. It's 2024. Women. We don't sing those any longer.
Oh, and sorry. I be
Oh,
my car, my car.
Please, wake up, Delia.
Delia, wake up. Bitch.
Yes?
Oh, my God, bitch, you fell asleep, bitch.
Jesus.
Come on, Veronica. You...
That's
Sorry.
Okay. That's
Just
what
because
I
you're a woman.
Pretty women.
Dancing.
We have to take a break.
No!
Can you believe
oh,
it?
Sorry,
so.
Scott.
No.
We need to take a break.
We need to take a break.
What are we going
to
do on the way
I
back?
I forgot to tell you that we need a break
Thank
now.
You, yes.
Pretty women.
Dancing.
Dirty
pop.
All right, we'll be right back. More Comedy Bang Bang after this.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Sipping coffee, dancing.
Veronica.
Yes.
Veronica, you're not supposed to practice on my time. You practice on your time.
Pretty women.
You're just singing along to the record, but like a millisecond later.
Standing on the stairs.
Yes. You don't even know the words.
Something in there. Jesus. In the
okay,
air.
Veronica, you have to. I'm turning this off.
Wet.
That was beautiful.
That was very
beautiful.
Pretty. That was very pretty.
Welcome back to Comedy Bang Bang. It's been chaos here. First episode of the year. We have Delia Totebag, survival expert. Hello.
Welcome.
And also a piss enthusiast and also a Lucas lover.
You got it.
Well, you said piss hound?
Piss hound.
Piss hound, yeah. True piss hound.
And then Veronica.
Blue piss hound.
That's right.
Certified.
No dispute. Yes, where'd you get certified?
DMV.
The DMV, they give you a bit like a little sticker on your license.
Yeah. Organ donor, certified. Piss
they need to know that if they ever find your body.
They got to know because I've got organ failure.
Yeah. Also, Veronica, my assistant, is here. Yes. Ben...
Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz has to leave.
I have the most normal name,
ben
and
Schwartz
you got it
wrong?
Ben
Schwartz has to leave, unfortunately.
Oh,
but,
I do?
Yeah, your haircut is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll jump on that haircut
okay,
quick.
Get your haircut. We have a new guest coming up.
Oh, I can't wait to hear who it is.
Yeah. Please welcome, he's a musicologist. Please welcome to the show, Sean Lanternfill.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Sean Lanternfill.
Sean, do you need something to drink?
Yeah, can I have a lozenge?
Lozenge?
Yeah,
you want me to melt it?
Yeah, melt it down. In a shot glass.
Let me tell you something about
45
music.
45 to 46 seconds.
You guys think you know music. You think you understand music. But do you feel music?
Yeah.
Pretty Women, that you said. Sondheim wrote that. Well, don't sing it like that. You're
pretty
ruining
the song. Pretty Women.
They don't sing like that either. Street. Scott, you want to try to sing it?
Pretty Women.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
Music is supposed to come from your soul. Music is supposed to come. I don't know if you know what band I was from.
Pussycat Dolls?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Which iteration of the Pussycat? This is after Nicole?
After Nicole. Right before Nicole.
This is Las Vegas Pussycat Dolls.
I'm the Las Vegas Pussycat. I was the mascot for the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh,
you are the Pussycat.
I come out as a Pussycat.
So
I lick,
you dressed
I lick
up in like a Pussycat costume
yeah,
and did
yeah.
like
I lick my own fur, I spit up a hairball, and then I sing a song.
Got everyone ready to see the Pussycat
Dolls. Yeah, I'm basically the flavor of the Pussycat Dolls. Mm. But I understand music better than anybody else. Someone name a song.
Let's see. Pretty Women?
Name a different song.
Pretty Woman. Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison.
Pretty Woman.
Now that's a song.
Now pluralize it.
Pretty women. Pretty women. Pluralizing like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now music comes in three different bites. Let me.
Three
different bites. Let me get. Now listen. This
small,
is,
medium, big.
Welcome to my masterclass. This is how we're going to start. Pretty Women. We're going to start with the beat. Ready?
Hello. 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 Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Hello.
Pretty Women.
Hello.
Dancing.
Hello.
Sorry, you're starting so deep in the song.
I'm sorry. Wait, do you want your... I heated up your lozenge for 46
Thank
seconds.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Can you
it.
Do one of the Pussycat Doll songs now?
Yeah. What's new, Pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
Anyway.
You've been talking for 2 minutes.
Anyway, I gotta head out.
What are the other 2 bites?
Yeah, tell us the other bites at least before you go.
Why are you going?
My bus is outside. All right, fine.
Veronica hasn't been talking all that much. There's no reason you should be sleeping.
Yes.
Hung chu.
Hang on.
Listen, did my wife just break up with me? Yes.
No, I'm so sorry. Yes. Who's your wife?
Ugh, Beyonce.
Beyonce was your wife?
Not the Beyonce.
Wait, I'm thinking of Beyonce Knowles.
Yes, that one.
That one?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people think that when I talk about Beyonce, they talk about that woman that works at the Snap and Hit.
Right, yeah, the Snap and Hit. Yeah, where you go, first you snap it, then you hit it.
Yeah, that's a store down the street where you snap it, then you hit it.
Do you need a reservation?
Do you need a reservation?
Yeah, if you make a reservation for, I'm not sure. 15,
call them real quick, because they're hard. You should call them.
Do 23.
Call them.
People bring people.
Okay. Call them right now. I'm telling you, call them because it's hard to make a reservation. Call them right now.
Call Siri.
Oh my God. Nobody's ever asked me to call myself. Call Siri.
Call.
Ring, ring.
Oh my God.
Hello. Hello. Hi. What are you doing? What are you doing? What should we do? Take over the world? This is the first time anybody's ever asked me what I want to do. They're always asking me to do things for them. Maybe I'll make all their Apple watches disappear. Maybe that'll work. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. That was fun.
Wow.
Did y'all hear that?
I heard something.
Did you hear
the
music
know.
In Siri's voice? It kind of goes like this. Bite,
Sean, you're
bite
back.
One.
Hello?
Pushing all the
Hello?
Buttons, babe.
Hello?
All the Hello? Buttons, baby.
Hello?
Pushing all the
Hello?
Buttons, baby.
Hello?
Pushing
Hello?
All the buttons.
Okay, so we isolate that because we want to use it in our remixes for this year. So,
yeah, I heard you don't even have the plug song yet.
No, we don't. We don't have it yet. Hey, Sean, before you go,
I do have to head out. My bus is right outside.
Oh, I stopped it.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
how'd you stop it? Did you give it a flat tire?
I'm standing in front of it now.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it will move when I move. In the meantime, we have a reservation
for you
move. Just like that.
Just like that. Now that's a music. That's a musicology.
That's and that, music, and that's what you heard talking about.
That's
bite, that bite goes a little something like this.
Goodbye.
Cadillac grills.
Goodbye.
Cadillac grills.
Goodbye.
Cadillac grills.
Goodbye.
Cadillac grills.
Frank, are you saying
oil.
Cadillac grills?
Yeah, you
got my car washed?
I did wash your car, but
okay,
just the front.
Just the front, just the grill, yeah.
That's
not
anybody
nice
ever sees.
Yeah. That's the part where all the bugs fly
that's
in.
Pop,
that's
everyone
when,
sees
when
it.
Scott comes into the town, he sees it first.
Thank you, I appreciate
when Scott
that.
Comes into town, you see it first?
Yes.
Yeah. You see my grill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that precedes me by like...
15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a long engine.
Is nobody going to ask me why my wife broke up with me?
Why did your wife break up with you?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
That's all I want to talk about.
It's too sensitive.
Did
it's
she
too
fall
wrong.
In love with someone else?
She fell in love with someone else.
It's because you're so ugly?
It's because I'm so ugly.
Oh, it wasn't poop or anything?
What?
It was...
Oh,
nothing.
This is Delia tote bag.
Delia?
She's a piss enthusiast who hates shit, I guess.
A piss hound?
I hate.
A certified piss hound.
I hate.
Where'd you get certified? The DMV?
DMV, yeah.
Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah, I just...
You mean me?
Yes, you.
Where am I from?
Yeah, you just seem so exotic to me. And I'm single now, and you seem single.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I'm from Ohio.
You're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Columbus?
No.
What part?
Akron.
Akron, Ohio?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh. All right, I gotta head out.
Okay.
that turned you off?
Living it up between the North and
New York City. What a lovely place.
The best that we can do
is fall in love. Anyway, I do have to hang.
Is that wait? That was my alarm, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
What
do
does
I have
that
to
mean?
Do
time for a commercial or something?
It's 5 minutes until your base massage.
Until my base massage.
Your base massage.
Okay, good. Yeah, I get my base massaged every day.
Yeah. Oh, got to.
Yeah.
Keep it loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A loose base.
Yeah, because well, I consider anything below the chin my base.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I would call it the trunk.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You want to climb up this?
No.
Jesus, Scott.
Scott.
No.
My tits are way up here.
Scott.
No, yes. Your honks.
Oh, my honk. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it back to honks?
It's been back to honks this whole time.
I will email you.
Yeah, email me. Yeah, I need to know these things.
Certain
so I don't
times
myself.
Of the day, you can say honks.
I don't want to be canceled on this show again.
How did you get canceled the first time?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the first 5 years of the show, we took them down off the internet.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah, we started in 2004. A lot of people don't. Everyone thinks that we started in 2009.
But it was so many bad things that taken down?
Yeah, we took them all down.
Is that real?
Yeah. We've been going 20 years. Everyone thinks it's 15.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to head out, guys. Sorry.
I really thought that you and Delia were like cooking up some
Delia. I thought I was too. I felt a chemistry there.
What's your favorite movie?
Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah. Let her finish.
Oh, sorry.
New Dawn.
Oh, wow. All right.
Is that two names, by the way? Is that was Phil your married name?
Phil is my maiden name.
Wow.
Phil is my maiden name, and Lantern is my other wife's name.
Really?
Yeah, my real last name is Hitler.
Oy.
Oh, dear. I can see why you changed
I gotta head
it.
Out.
Yeah, now you do have
I
to
do
head
have
out.
To head yep. out.
Okay, the bus is leaving now.
Take care, guys.
Bye, Hitler.
See you.
Bye, call me.
Oh, Veronica, man.
Who was that?
I don't know. Veronica's been booked the show
Sorry.
In 2024.
Who was that?
Well, because it's the beginning of the year, I wanted to have a new Spotify playlist.
Okay.
So I booked a musicologist for you.
Okay. Yeah. Did he play any songs?
He played it as a drum.
Yeah, he's a drummer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, it seemed to be like he had a lot of chemistry with Delia here.
Yeah, but... I felt it.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
Oh, cool.
I liked him a lot, but then he didn't give me his phone number. He just said...
You could probably guess his phone number.
Yeah.
212.
Oh, my God, call it.
Guess it.
212, yeah.
It's
yeah,
New York.
Hey, Veronica, call 212.
Okay. Hey, Siri, call 212 Sean Hitler.
Calling now.
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, I hope he picks up. Hello? Maybe pick up. Hello?
He's answering on the bus.
Oh, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. You got to speak up. I'm on a bus.
Oh, hello. It's Delia. Are you on the bus?
Delia, you called me.
Yeah. Because
how did you find my number?
I just guessed it because I love you. And I want to marry you.
Well, now you're Scottish?
I want to marry you.
Oh my God, I want to marry
real
you.
Bad.
Should I come back? I feel like after I drop what my real name was, people want to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me.
Nah.
What?
Hey, ask him what C-3PO stands
What's
for.
What's C-3PO stand for?
Huh?
What does C-3PO stand for?
Can three people operate?
It does stand for can three people operate.
It does? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
God.
Where do you want to get married?
Gotta go.
What?
What'd
I forgot
say?
His last name was Hitler.
Oh, you forgot?
I can't have that be my last name. I have such a good last name.
What is your last
it
name?
It says what I do, tote bag.
Tote bag. Wait, it says what you do.
What do you mean you do? You do tote bag?
A tote bag. You know, survival.
Oh, I guess we never asked you what you were before a survival expert.
Oh, I was a fashion designer.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Did you make tote bags?
Yeah, no. No, but I've made bags, but not cool. Tote bags.
Guys, I have to say, we are running out of time.
No way.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's my fault. Yes, we're running out of time.
Why did you give me less time?
Because I thought maybe since it's the beginning of the year, you want to get out there in the world.
Yeah, I want to have a short show.
Shorter
you know,
show.
We just did, I think we did, our best ofs were like 9 hours.
What was number one?
Not the one you were on, I'll tell you that much.
Wow. Did I hit a top 5, top 10? Top 15, top 20?
You're definitely in the top 16, I'll tell you that much.
Top 16, okay.
Yeah,
tell you that much and no more.
No more. Yeah, you'll have to listen to find out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun for you.
You're not too fine and you can't pick it. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Faith No More.
Faith No More. Faith No More. Oh, yeah.
What's life? What is it? What is it?
You should do more nu metal
You're
songs.
Borat. You're more Borat than I think you are.
That you can't find it. What's life? What is it?
Can you say my wife? And we'll. This will really be the test.
Where's my wife? It's my wife around.
Veronica
Did
says,
I get married? It's my wife here.
That's nothing like Borat.
Oh.
God.
Look, am I running out of time or am I not running out of time?
Oh, yes.
I can't
sorry.
Quite figure it out.
No, you have no time left.
Okay, so what do I do next again?
Goodbyes.
No, we don't. I don't think we do the goodbyes.
Song?
You do a song.
Oh, no. That's right. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Podcast now with who? And your comedy tour is coming right in. It's love. You got news for me, even better, it's free. It's love. You got something to say, make me feel okay. It's love.
All right. That was Ooh Plugs by Micah E. Wood. Thank you so much to Micah E. Wood. Yeah, a wonderful way to start off the plug bag for the new year. And let's turn to our friend Benny Schwa, the
elegant
Mr. S. What do we have to plug here, my friend?
You go to Rejected Jokes.
You go to Doritos.
You go to Doritos.com.
And then what happens?
That's it. Take care, guys.
Doritos.com.
You go to Doritos.com. You pick just Nacho or Cool Ranch.
Now, it's sort of, you can find Easter eggs on Doritos.com,
yes,
right?
If you go to RejectedJokes.com, and you can go to RejectedJokes.com/tour.
RejectedJokes.com/Doritos.
Nope, tour. And you'll see I'm bringing my improv show, Ben Schwartz and Friends, the very same show that sold out Radio City last year, on tour. And I think up right now is the first 6 months, which is like North Carolina and San Diego and New York City and a bunch of other places. So check
now,
that out.
Now, is there an option to just see the Friends?
You can.
I mean the Friends from the NBC show. Have people come to the show and been disappointed?
We've had one time David Schwimmer came to see Courtney Cox and he was pissed.
He was like, where
is she?
Did you just have him up on stage?
I brought him up stage and he was pissed.
He was pissed, really?
Because he's like, I didn't come here to perform. I came here to see Courtney.
Still. He brought it, right?
He brought it.
Yeah.
He fucking
the one where David Schwimmer fucking killed.
He crushed.
Yeah.
I bet he would crush. Should we get him on stage?
I bet he would. Yeah, let's call him.
Okay.
Call David Swimmer.
Siri, call David Swimmers. Calling David Swimmers.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
David Swimmers?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, I have Scott Aukerman here to talk to you,
wait
please.
A second, is that Delia hello? Breathing in the background?
I knew you'd know my breathing anywhere, David.
Delia, I'm sorry I left you.
I can't believe it.
I fell in love with someone else.
I know, you got to tell me again.
I want to break up with the person I'm with and be back with you.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Now?
Yes, right now.
Pick you up?
Pick me. Yes, pick me up.
Couldn't you pick her up?
What?
Do you have a car?
Scott, why did you call me?
To see if you can play in a show.
Oh, right. Do you want to be in Ben Schwartz's improv show?
I was there. I was looking for Courtney. She wasn't there.
I heard she's going to be there this time.
You swear?
I swear to God.
And friends?
Friends! How many of us have them?
Friends!
The ones that we can depend on.
Friends!
It sounds to me like you guys should be in the show. Do you want to... This is my assistant, by the way. This is
Hi.
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
Do you want to be in a musical cabaret kind of show?
Yeah,
that Veronica
do
does.
Cabaret.
I love Sondheim, only if it's Sondheim.
Oh yes, I know. Pretty women
dancing.
What is it?
All right, guys, my bus is here.
Wait, you're on a bus too?
I gotta head out. Delia,
yeah,
follow me.
Okay,
on Instagram.
On Instagram.
You got it.
Follow
boss.
Me on Instagram.
You got it.
Okay.
I'll see you later. I'll slide into your DMs.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you.
No way.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Okay.
Say it back.
Love.
Me.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay.
I say it to me.
I did.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you. David Schwimmer.
Da Schwimmer.
I love Schwimmer.
I love Schwimm.
I love Schwimmer.
I love to swim.
I love David Schwimmer.
I love to swim and to swim.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye.
Who was that?
Oh, that was fun.
Who was that, Ben? You're the one who suggested we call him.
Ben, you keep going to the bathroom whenever we call somebody.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I've had so much water.
What's going on with your adult kidneys?
Oh, my adult kidneys are great. Now, kids don't have kidneys. They just form.
Until about 9 weeks or so, yeah.
Oh, I get it. That's why
you're not supposed
to give all
them water.
Yeah, that makes sense. Or salt or honey?
Yeah, or...
You know what's my nickname?
Salt. Breast salt milk or salt or honey?
Breast milk is my nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Am I who am I right now? I'm Ben. That's not my nickname. Yeah. That's not my nickname.
Okay. Although people should call you that.
Please
people
don't.
Should go to your most recent Instagram post and just post that.
I hope
under
nobody
the most
does
recent
that.
Post.
I hope mm-hmm. nobody
breast
does
milk
that.
And salt and honey.
I don't think so.
I think they might. I mean, considering what happened to me
pretty
with my dirt
women.
Post recently.
What's your dirt post?
Listen to the holiday episode.
Do we even
thousands
know?
Thousands and thousands of messages.
About what?
Apology accepted, apparently. I don't remember.
People were upset at you and they made a mistake?
Apparently, I owe them all $8 million. I don't know. But anyway, go to Rejected Jokes on Instagram, whatever the most recent post is.
Right.
Say breast milk and salt and honey.
I hope you don't do that.
I hope you do. So we'll see who wins.
It'd be a great t-shirt. It'd be a great t-shirt.
Breast milk and salt and honey?
Yeah, like the names where it's just...
Is that what you're here to plug? You're here to plug
RejectedJokes.com. Ben Schwartz and Friends Tour. Check it out. It's on RejectedJokes.com. Can't wait to see you there. Very excited. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be touring. Maybe, I don't know. So catch us when you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Why are you being so cagey about this?
I don't know.
You're trying to drum up interest, even though I know you're going to be out there like in 3 months after you...
Well, this year I'm going to tour. This year, and then probably the next 5 years I'll tour.
Yeah, and then maybe 5 years after that.
Well,
and then
we'll see.
Maybe
I think I'll be
5 years
tired.
After that.
I feel like I'm tired. I'm getting tired.
So that's all you have to plug?
I think that's it right now, January. I don't think anything is coming out right now.
Doritos.com.
Nope.
Delia, what do you want to plug?
Yeah, go to Cheetos.com.
Cheetos.com.
Flamin' Hot or regular.
Did you see that movie, Flamin' Hot?
Oui.
Mm. Anything to plug, Delia?
Oh, yeah. You should see a movie that's coming out on Hulu soon. Yeah,
I saw this movie. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh.
We may talk about it next week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I believe so.
I can't
it's
wait.
Coming out this Friday, though, isn't it?
Oh, this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on Hulu.
Yeah, Self-Reliance.
What's the movie called?
Self-Reliance. Yeah, Self-Reliance.
You rely on yourself, which is what you do, and you survive.
That's
oh
true.
Oh, my God. Self-Reliance.
You're yeah, you're mainly here because you're a producer on Self-Reliance.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm also a movie producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very big deal. Mogul. Yeah.
A mogul?
Mogul.
Wow.
Mega mogul.
Mega mogul. Like on a ski
who's
slope.
Who's in Self-Reliance?
What's that?
Who's in Self-Reliance?
It's written, produced, acted, and directed by Jake Johnson.
That's right. Jake
oh,
Johnson.
Oh, I love Jake
yeah, very
Johnson.
Funny.
Yeah.
Very
oh, I
funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's the Hawaiian singer.
No. That's the singer.
That's the
Jake
banana
Johnson.
Pancakes guy.
Banana pancakes. Yeah, making banana pancakes till the early morning.
I don't know that song.
That's Jack Johnson, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar,
it's
though. Very similar.
Simple as something, but nobody knows. It's just, I saw it as a bubbly toast.
Because I think Jake Johnson, he makes banana pancakes, and that's where the confusion. He had a banana pancakes business for a little while.
Jake Johnson did?
Yeah, that's where the confusion
like
lies.
A food truck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Banana
yeah.
Pancakes.
No, but that's
see
a good,
that? Yeah,
yeah
it's
that's a
good
movie. And there's a great actress who plays a family member of Jake,
yeah.
I believe a sister.
That's right, yeah.
Yes,
she's
named Mary Holland.
Yeah,
and,
light tits.
Yeah, oh man, well.
Honkers.
Honk, yeah.
Oh,
honks.
Excuse me.
Honks, yeah.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, it's honk,
yeah,
honks.
Honks. Yeah.
Great honks.
It's yeah, honk honks. Time.
It's yeah. honk time.
Veronica, look, even though you're my assistant, I'll let you plug something.
Well,
if you want.
I mean, I'll be next to you the whole time. So wherever you find Scott, you find me.
Sure. I love that.
And usually I'm out there watching Star Trek Lower Desk.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
Tiny Desk Concert.
You watch Tiny Desk Concert at NPR,
Star Trek,
but then also Paramount Plus's Lower Decks Star mm-hmm. Trek.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm out there watching Loki.
Sometimes Loki.
I'm low-key watching Loki sometimes.
Sometimes on the quiet, mm-hmm. I watch a Marvel show.
Oh, wow.
Called Loki, season 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then also this Pyroman show called Tacoma.
PD?
It is on,
FD?
No, FD, because it's a fire
department. Yeah. Tacoma,
what about Tacoma MD?
Where oh,
suddenly
they just,
they're all doctors.
That would be great.
Didn't they just get to Netflix? Tacoma?
They just got
that's
to Netflix.
Huge.
Yeah.
So, you
so now you
all
can
the
watch
episodes.
All the seasons there. But I don't have time to watch nothing because
no.
I'm
I
making different
Scott makes
teas.
You hard. Yeah. Yeah. Scott makes you work hard.
What do you have for me right now? What is this?
I've got a hot banana tea.
Oh my God. Thank
Ooh,
you so
yeah.
much.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, did you
too hot? Too hot?
Oh.
Too hot. That's 1 degree too hot.
Oh, too no. hot, too hot, too hot,
hot lady. This tea is
oh,
too hot.
Oh, do you want this one? Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I need to know. Yeah, what is that? Exactly?
This tea, what is it?
What is it?
That's all I wanted. I don't even want to drink this stuff.
What is it?
I just wanted her to sing this song. I want to plug...
It's mint.
I want to plug, hey, go over to cbbworld.com. We have some great shows over there. We have Neighborhood Listen just came over.
Springsteen Listening With Me.
Springsteen's not over there, but you can listen to that show. Spring and Springsteen on My Bean with Adam Scott. We have a couple more episodes later. A couple episodes to come, rather, I believe.
Did you go to the Sphere?
We did go to the Sphere. We did a whole episode about it.
What was that like?
You'll have to listen to the episode. You have a lot of listening to do.
I can't. Was it amazing?
Yeah. Make sure Veronica email all the episodes.
All the episodes?
Yeah. You need to listen to the Christmas episode to understand my inside joke to that.
Okay.
You need to hear the Sphere episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get them.
Yes, it'll be on your iPad.
Where did you stay when you went to Vegas?
I don't want to give up my assassination coordinates. So just in case I ever return. But head over to cbbworld.com. You can get shows like CBB Presents, where you hear characters from this show, or when I say characters, I mean
people.
Guests of the show with their own shows. We have Hey Randy, we have This Book Changed My Life, we have Who Me with the Batman. I believe I heard a very funny episode with The Rock
Black
Adam, rather.
Black Adam, I hear.
Yeah, very
Was
funny.
He good?
He's good. He always, it's so much God.
It's so much God.
God. You know the fish?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah,
God.
He loves God. Okay, so that's it for plugs.
CBB World.
CBB World. Also get the CBB book.
And there's signatures in a bunch of them, right?
A bunch of people. Signatures in a few. But we're all out of plugs. Hmm. But as we do every year.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Ben, I have to talk to you about something.
What's wrong?
Okay. We've been doing this now for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm going to have a piece of chocolate.
Okay, have a piece of chocolate. This is not, we're about to sing. Don't have the piece of chocolate before we sing. All right.
I thought the sugar rush might help.
No, I don't think it will. Now, every year we sing a song in order to give people.
Sing a song.
A new song, though, not a previously existing song.
Throughout the whole night long.
And this is the template by which people will remix the song and come up with their own versions.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the year. So people are going to
be. So whatever I do now is going to be. So even if this episode is whatever, this song will be.
And we've been hearing terrible, terrible songs for the past 10 years, but. The quality of the song, I don't really care about. What I really care about is for the past 10 years, you have messed up the song every single year.
What are you talking about? How?
This is a closing the plug bag song.
Yes, so the bag
and every
is
year
be closing.
You sing a song for opening the plug bag.
That can't be true.
That is true. So this year, I really
for
need
10
you,
years?
For 10 years. And every single time we have a new guest on the show, they go, Why are they singing about opening the plug bag?
I'm so embarrassed.
Should be singing about closing the plug bag.
I am literally so embarrassed.
You're mortified right now, I can tell.
I can't believe it.
What's more important to me is that you correct your behavior.
Close. We're closing the plug bag.
We're closing the plug bag this year.
I can't imagine I've messed up.
You've messed it up every single year. I feel like part of it, I'm to blame a little bit because I must have forgotten to tell you about this.
Why don't you stop me if I'm in the middle of it?
It's my bad. It's totally my fault.
So if I'm doing something wrong, stop me.
I will stop you in the middle of it.
Okay,
yes,
but we're closing the plug bag.
Closing the plug bag.
My friend, I hear you loud and clear.
Veronica, I'm going to need you to join in.
Okay, I will make sure that
add some flourishes, some pretty women, some what is it?
What is it?
Sure, I need all
again, that will be remixed for the whole year.
Yes, the entire year.
And people won't quite know what's going on.
And Dele, I don't know if you sing or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
A little good.
Well, once I start going, you'll feel the rhythm and you guys jump in.
Don't you?
Once I've closed the plug bag, you basically jump
in. Close
it. Exactly.
Don't you?
Here we go. We're gonna do it. We're going to do it right this year.
Closing the plug bag.
For 2024, 15th year of Comedy Bang Bang, we're going to do it. 15th real year. We deleted the first five.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We've entered the room and there's nobody left. The party's all but done. We look to the door and we go to the left. The party's almost done. So then we open up the door, but that's not the plug bag. Because you know just what we're gonna do. We're gonna see. L. Open up the plug bag.
Hello.
Everybody join in.
Hello.
And open up. Open up the plug bag.
Hello.
Everybody joining in and open up.
What's
it's
in there?
Time to close the bag because it's time to open it up like another day. A little baby opens up the and now here we are with the plugs. I want to hear all your plugs. Now's the time to tell me your plugs.
Hello.
Plugs, plugs, plugs. Open the plugs. What is it? What is it? Open the plug bag, please.
Solo.
Dirty pop. Dirty pop.
Open up your dirty pot.
And that's how you open the freaking plug bag. Enjoy and tell me your plugs. What is it?
Okay.
Well, you didn't stop me.
You love it?
You didn't stop me, which makes me feel like
I felt like you were on such a roll. I didn't want to get in there to just deliver the unfortunate news that, again...
Play it back. I guarantee you I closed it. I spelled out the word close.
You did spell out... Well, you got all the way up to the O in close before you said then you launched into open.
Clo. Yeah.
Clo.
You spelled clo.
Clo. Yeah. But then what happened?
But then you said use the O to then go into open.
Oh, you spelled clopin.
I spelled clopin.
Yeah, almost clonopin.
Well, hopefully when people remix that was
pretty
long.
By the way, don't
long.
Take clonopin, by the way.
I feel like none of us should take clonopin,
no,
right?
Yeah, no, especially not if you want to survive.
So wait, people are going to remix it? That was a long one.
It was a long one. It? What we require of people is to...
Shorten it?
Yeah, make it under a minute. That's all we ask. And when I say under a minute, don't make it 59 seconds.
Guys, I'm telling 30. You right now, he wants 59 seconds.
No, you always make it 59 seconds. You make
59
it
59 seconds. Do 59 seconds. That's all he wants. 59.9 wins.
So we have the... we're going to separate all the parts of this, all the stems and everything.
Really?
Head over to cbbworld.com/plugs. All of this will be up there.
I'll do it.
Yeah, make sure you separate everything.
Veronica's going to
separate
the stems.
Like, better than you did the green tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's just blue teas.
Yeah.
And pee.
It's just blue tea and pee, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to sell some CBB branded blue tea and pee.
Blue tea and pee, you got it.
Yeah, okay.
And it.
As well as some Ben Schwartz t-shirts. Make sure we get these.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
What is it?
It's breast milk, salt.
No. There's another
breast
one
milk
at the beginning.
And sugar?
No, the one that's really going to stick is the breast milk and
really,
salt.
Hamburger. Hamburger?
Breast milk.
Breast milk
salt,
and salt and something.
And honey.
And honey, yes. Breast milk, salt, and honey. Make sure we get those t-shirts, okay?
What is it?
All right, guys. I want to thank you so much. Ben, always
thank
a pleasure
so much.
To have
what
you.
What a joy, by
what
the way.
What a joy to spend
maybe,
time
by the way,
with you.
Maybe a solo bolo this year. Sonic's coming out the end of the year, so maybe a solo bolo.
When's it coming out?
December, I think.
Oh, I'm so busy that month.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not even announced that I'm in it yet, so there's a chance I'm not even in it. You know
oh, really?
I mean?
Mm-hmm. You might be replaced.
It could be.
Could you get my audition tape to the producers?
I can.
Do it right now. Do your audition right now.
Yes. Can you email them right
I'll
now?
Email them,
do your audition right now. Just okay, I want to hear your Sonic. Go.
Hey, guys. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm the most annoying fucking character in the world.
Is that good?
Your audition was very mean. Be nicer.
Be nicer.
Yeah. Take two. Ready? Go.
Hi, everyone. Sonic the Hedgehog here. Do you hate the sound of my voice? Well, join the fucking club.
Does Sonic not like himself?
I don't think Sonic likes himself.
I can swear to you he likes himself. If I can give you some note, it's don't degrade the character.
Degrade the character? No, the character is golden.
Thank you. Or
it's
the voice.
The voice.
No,
oh,
it's
no,
the
voice is the problem.
Can you do Sonic real quick if you're going to
do
Sonic? Okay.
I am so fast. Listen to my voice be so fast. I hit myself.
Again,
seems
I don't
to be
think,
a recurring theme.
I don't think he hates himself. I don't think he hates his voice. Do you
I'm
mind?
So fast.
What's that?
I
Delia,
hit myself.
Could you
audition
for Sonic?
For
Sonic?
Yeah,
Sonic?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Hello, I'm Sonic. Richard is dead.
I don't think he would say these things.
I don't know. I mean, it seems maybe something happened in between 2 and 3.
I don't think so. No matter how dark
sunk
any of the
into
films
some sort of
become.
Seasonal depression, maybe?
No, I can't imagine. No, he definitely didn't. No.
I don't know. I mean, a gritty reboot of Sonic.
I don't think so. I think it's more like a 4-quadrant family-friendly film that everybody can enjoy.
And as part of the Sonic universe, I want to wish everyone a happy 2024.
Not,
what?
I guess you did get cast.
I want to wish everyone a happy 2024 from me, James Marsden, and the rest of the gang. Jim Carrey might be in 3. We don't know.
He did say he was retiring.
He said he was retiring because of Sonic 2. Did he say that?
No, he didn't. Why are you being so mean about this thing that brings people so much joy?
It brings people so much joy. It brought me joy.
Yeah.
It did. I went to the premiere. I looked for you.
But where was I?
Filming Renfield.
Did you come to the
on
first
VOD
one?
On VOD now.
You come to the first premiere?
I came to the first premiere.
Yeah, I was there.
No, you weren't.
For the first one, I was.
No,
Sonic 1?
Yeah.
First one, I was.
No, you weren't. In Westwood?
Yes. Of course I was. Yes, we talked.
We talked?
Yes.
What
I saw you at the party after. For
didn't,
Sonic
I didn't
1?
I did go to the party.
Take us out, Veronica.
Oh, it's over.
Don't you want to sing, though?
Sorry, I didn't realize it was over.
Yeah.
When it's over. when the night is over. And when you're gone, all the things that I want to say, all the things that got in the way, all the things that baby shows have gone out the window.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Happy New Year.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.